Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe around our tiny planet and some of the things that we can look for in our evening skies. We turn, as usual, to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, Stargazers, Saturn is still visible to the right of the constellation of Scorpius, which is sort of to the south. It will set in the west at around about 10:47 p.m. Now, our moon will be a thin, waning crescent this week, bringing excellent conditions for stargazing to our island skies.
Now, we have a very exciting story this week about one of the facilities on the top of the Mauna Kea summit going green.
That's right. This week, we visit the Gemini Observatory atop Mauna Kea, where the folks at Gemini are putting starlight to good use. That starlight comes from our sun, and Gemini is using its limitless energy to provide power for the observatory.
And before we find out more, Christopher, is this the only place that's using solar power up there?
Right now it is, yes.
Wow.
So as you mentioned, Gemini has been the first on the mountain to install a photovoltaic system, or solar panels to you and me.
I gotta believe from that vantage point, those things can get quite a bit of juice.
Yeah, this array will be able to generate around 10% of the total power required to operate the facility. The panels themselves will be 70% more productive than those you can find at sea level.
So tell us about this exciting construction up on the Mauna Kea summit.
Well, as you can imagine, construction up there is incredibly challenging, and not only because of the threat of altitude sickness, but the weather this year, as you know, hasn't exactly been typical for Hawaii.
And on a serious note, though, it does seem like it's a cool thing to have observatories which are looking out into space actually powered by one of the phenomena out there.
That's right. There is a beauty in it for sure. It's easy to forget that the sun is a star. You know, to most people, it's just a bright disk of light that makes their day at the beach really nice. But we forget that it's an enormous nuclear fusion reactor producing incredible amounts of energy every second. We are very fortunate to live on a planet that's close enough to take advantage of all that free energy.
And if you just laid solar panels around the whole summit area, would it be enough to power everybody up there?
That's a good question, actually.
Well, that'll be one for a future stargazer. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.